They're speaking to Elliot Banks Brown about his victory in the Maxis British MX2 Championship on the weekend. Elliot, you must have been a little bit. I mean, you had an outside chance to come out of that first moto like you did. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I knew what I had to do during the day. You know, it was all I had to do. Well, not all I had to do, but what I was going there to do was win every moto and see what happened. But when I knew that Pocock had DNF'd the first moto, you know, I knew the championship was on then, and from then on, like, things didn't go away, and sort of did, but it was a stressful day for everyone involved, and it came right down to my wire.
I mean, for Mel, that must have been a huge mental, you know, knock on the face, and for you it was obviously the other way around. Could you sense that you'd sort of you'd taken the mental side of the game?
Yeah, I think a bit. Obviously, like, I couldn't imagine how he was feeling, you know. But you know, I've had two of them this year. You know, thinking that the championship had gone, I've had two of them DNS walking away from a bike, and it's a horrible feeling. So yeah, I think at that time I knew that. He knew that the championship was slipping away, and then in the second moto, like, I nearly threw it away. I come through the field and passed the leaders, and then crashed with two laps to go, and my throttle got stuck over the top of the electric start button, so I couldn't start the bike, and in the end I had to bump start it, I had to push it and bump start it over a hill, so luck was on our side a little bit of weekend, but yeah, we got a championship, so I'm so pumped.
What that's got to be a huge roller coaster. I mean, one second like you mentioned, you've had some problems throughout the year. You look as you know Mel has some trouble, and you've got it all on your side again, and then you have that trouble. I mean, how is that mentally? I mean, how does that work?
Oh, it was just crazy. The whole day was crazy. You know, going into the weekend, like thinking there was an outside chance of getting a championship. And then to come out the first moto with a 9-point lead was amazing. So going into the second moto, I just wanted to win again, so I had a comfortable lead going into the last race, which was what I was doing. And then I crashed two laps to go, and I would have had a 12-point lead. You know, I was like, oh, just stay on. And I come off the jump, and like the engine stalled. I must have landed on the back brake, and it ground to a halt. And like I said, I couldn't start my bike at all. In the end, I had to push it over. You know, push it over a jump and bump start, and I was so lucky to get it going. So when I went into his last race, he had a 1-point advantage. So from coming in 16 behind to 9 in front, 1 behind, like, we changed the championship lead 3 times in one day. So I knew what I had to do going into the last race. And, you know, even the last race, there was drama. Someone jumped the gate, and that was red flagged, luckily, because Simpson came across me pretty hard, and I got wiped out on the first corner, like went down real hard. So luck was on our side a bit. And even in the last race, I had half a lap to go pretty much, and I crashed. Like the rut folded on me, and I washed the front end over the rut. But luckily, I was far enough ahead of anyone to not lose a position. And when I come over the line for the championship, I was so pumped.
I mean, that stuff that happens, you know, that crashing or mechanical failure or whatever, that can only make it even better, the victory, I guess.
You know, I crashed 4 times at a weekend. I just silly little things, and yes, the championship, so yeah, that makes it a little bit better, but I would have preferred to win it without crashing. I've got a cut in my arm now, and I've been in hospital. Stitched up, so I was more than British champion, but I was feeling a bit second as well.
Yep, the sound sounds a bit funny, but just tell me what's the story for next year now? Are you going to do more GPs?
Yeah, definitely, but the whole GP season again. I haven't finalised the deal with anyone yet, but speaking to A10 Plant again, and that looks like the way we're going, so I'm going to be competing to defend my title at a British Championship, and also a GP. You know, a GP is going to be wide open next year, so I'm really looking forward to 2013.
I mean, with a lot of guys leaving MX2, and obviously Jake's going to be in there, and you know, Jake and you could very easily, it's not unthinkable to think you guys could finish second and third. I mean, to beat Hurlings would be a job and a half, but it's quite possible second and third in the championship. I mean, what would your goal be?
For sure, that, you know, top five, whatever happens, but yeah, I don't think top three is out of the reach at all. If we have a good winter and everything goes to plan, I really don't think that's, you know, out of a reach. But yeah, that's the goal, really, top five, but really, realistically, top three would be amazing. Just got to hold it together. But, you know, anything can happen to Jeffrey as well, but there's also a lot of other guys. Like, there's probably 8 to 10 guys what could get on a podium every week, I think, next year in a World Championship.
Yep. Having Jake up there as well, is that a big motivator? Because obviously everyone from a country wants to be the top guy from his country, and you showed in Germany and you've showed before that you've got the speed to be up there. So is Jake a bit of also a challenge for you, or is that not really what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think for both of us, you know, we both want to beat each other, and you know, we've grown up with each other all our life. We really used to live close to each other and see each other like pretty much every day, so I think it is a big thing. You know, when I see him in front of me, or if it's the other way around, we both want to catch each other and pass each other, and so that's definitely an incentive to, you know, pass some people and catch up. You don't want any of your fellow countrymen beating you. To be fair, you want to be a number one.
Just last question. I'm pretty sure you were at the donations. Did you enjoy it? What's your thought on the sort of AMA FIM battle? We all want to beat the Americans.
I thought the nations was amazing. You know, Jeffrey, it was good for the America to see how amazing the Europeans can be in the sand. You know, like they did properly get smoked there, and it was cool to watch. So. It was good. I'd like to see, like, everyone says it, but I would really like to see, you know, the top 15 versus the top 15, because I think the Europeans' top 15 is a lot stronger than American top 15, for sure.
Okay, thanks very much, Elliot, and enjoy your celebrations.
Thank you, mate.